Hello and welcome to the Palliative and End-of-Life Care Enriching and Improving Experience Framework resource. Throughout this resource, the Enriching and Improving Experience Palliative and End-of-Life Care Framework will be referred to throughout as the framework. This resource is brought to you by the Scottish Social Services Council, who would like to thank our NHS Education Scotland colleagues for their contribution to co-developing the framework and their contribution to this resource. This resource aims to raise awareness of the framework and how it could support you within your role as Care Inspectorate Officers. The overall aim of the framework is to support the education, learning and development needs of both the health and social service workforce in Scotland. It can be utilised through education and training derived from the framework to support individuals meet their SSSC registration requirements whilst delivering quality, palliative and end-of-life care on what matters to people, their families and carers. It is known that approximately 57,000 people die each year in Scotland. 46,000 of them will need some sort of palliative care, but unfortunately about 11,000 people don't get the palliative care they need. The Scottish Government in December 2015 launched the Strategic Framework for Action on Palliative and End-of-Life Care, which identified 10 commitments in an attempt to improve outcomes for everyone and to address this unmet need. National organisations were identified and allocated a commitment to lead on and support, working towards achieving the national vision that by 2021, everyone in Scotland who needs palliative care and end-of-life care will have access to it. The commitments are part of the wider public service reform as set out in the 2016 Health and Social Care Delivery Plan. Within Commitment 3 of the Strategic Framework, NHS Education Scotland and the Scottish Social Services Council were commissioned to develop an educational framework that would offer a way of identifying the knowledge and skills required by all workers who might come into contact with people who have palliative and end-of-life care needs. The framework provides a national approach and consistency to the provision and delivery of palliative and end-of-life care education. The framework is underpinned by three sets of principles that promote a person-centred, outcomes-focused, human rights-based approach to palliative and end-of-life care. These principles are at the heart of integration for health and social care and wider public service reform. They are intended to guide health and social service workers to deliver high-quality palliative and end-of-life care on what matters to people, their families and carers. The principles include the World Health Organization's definitions, which are universally acknowledged and outline the principles and approaches that guide palliative care for children and adults. The Scotland's National Action Plan for Human Rights sets out a programme of coordinated activity that envisions everyone living with human dignity using the panel principles to put human rights into practice. The panel principles underpin a human rights-based approach that supports and empowers people to know and claim their rights. The panel principles are participation, accountability, non-discrimination and equality, empowerment and legality. The principles also include the new health and social care standards, My Support, My Life. The National Care Standard principles are integral to the standards that outline what everyone in Scotland can expect when using health and social care services. The framework seeks to strengthen and make meaningful connections with other frameworks across the wider public service reform, as articulated in health and social care integration, self-directed support and support for carers, which are driving change to the purpose and structure of health and social care. This change focuses on prevention, early intervention and supported self-management. Integration is about putting people at the centre of decisions. It aims to improve services to make them more responsive. People who are delivering services are striving to work in different and innovative ways with people to identify and achieve the outcomes that matter to them. This work is taking place within the context of a diminished resource base, ageing demographic and increased complexity of need, where there is significant pressure on the sustainability of existing provision. The framework recognises the need for the workforce to be resilient and have the necessary knowledge and skills to deliver appropriate and personalised care in the setting of people's choices, and that personalised outcomes for palliative and end-of-life care are met. The core palliative and end-of-life care principles align strongly with delivering self-directed support, which is the mainstream approach by which we deliver social care and support in Scotland, ensuring people can make real informed choices which enable them to achieve their identified outcomes. It is about the person and what is important to them. The evidence, however, from the recent Audit of Self-Directed Support in Scotland report is that there are gaps in workforce understanding and confidence about focusing on people's outcomes, and workers do not feel they have the power to make decisions with people about their support. The framework can support the workforce to identify gaps within their own knowledge and skills, to personalise their own learning and development needs and plan accordingly. It is important that learning and development needs are identified and met in order to deliver services which matter to people, their families and carers, including babies, children and young people, and in a way that respects their wishes, confidentiality, choices, unique strengths and abilities. The framework sets out the knowledge and skills required by all workers who come in contact with people, families and carers who have palliative and end-of-life care needs. The framework consists of five knowledge and skills domains. These are fundamentals of palliative care, communication and conversations, loss, grief and bereavement, care planning and delivery, and care in the last days of life. Fundamentals of palliative care. This domain includes the underpinning principles and philosophy of a palliative care approach and incorporates elements essential to developing and improving palliative and end-of-life care service provision. Communication and conversation. Effective communication and conversations are integral to the provision of palliative and end-of-life care and support. Workers need to be able to have effective conversations with people who may be experiencing distress and uncertainty, provide support and share decision making. Good communication is essential to enable effective teamwork in and across teams. Loss, grief and bereavement. It's about dealing with loss, grief and bereavement as integral to palliative and end-of-life care. This domain acknowledges the potential impact of living and working with loss and recognises the importance of appropriate support for self and others. Planning and delivery. This domain outlines the importance of working in partnership with the person, family and carers to promote participation, choice and control and address personal outcomes and holistic needs. It involves taking a proactive approach to care by anticipating, assessing and responding in a timely way to incorporate people's needs, personal outcomes and choices and take account of changing needs, deterioration and uncertainty. Care in the last days of life. This domain focuses on care in the last days and hours of life, when the team caring for the person agree that death is expected within hours or days and a natural death is occurring, all possible reversible causes having been considered. The framework domains are integral to one another and do not sit in isolation. They are incremental in depth and breadth, which increases at each level. Each domain presents four levels of knowledge and skills that outline what workers need to know and do, depending on the degree of involvement and their role responsibilities in caring for and supporting people with palliative and end-of-life care needs, their families and carers. The levels are informed. This is the knowledge and skills required by all health and social care workers. Skilled. This is the knowledge and skills required by health and social care workers by virtue of role and level of responsibilities who regularly provide and support people with palliative and end-of-life care needs, their families and carers. Enhanced. This is the knowledge and skills required by health and social care workers who provide, coordinate, manage and support people with palliative and end-of-life care needs. Expert. This is a knowledge and skills required by health and social care workers who provide an expert specialist role in care and support people with palliative and end-of-life care needs, their families and carers. For those who are familiar with the framework, you may notice some of the knowledge and skills are also integral to delivering health and social services, but have been contextualised in delivering palliative and end-of-life care services. It is worth noting the framework is a generic framework and is not role or profession specific. Within the interactive PDF version of the framework, you can move between the domains and levels by clicking on the hexagon diagram and then going back to the main menu to change domains. This enables the framework to be used flexibly and can support workers to identify their knowledge and skills at different levels. The framework offers the flexibility for all workers to engage at the level most appropriate for them. Everyone should be able to get something out of the framework. It may be that it affirms their knowledge and skills at one level, or indeed identifies gaps or recognises that as a worker they may sit at different levels of knowledge and skills depending on their job role, responsibilities and engagement with people requiring palliative and end-of-life care. Therefore, the framework facilitates a benchmark for the knowledge and skills required by the workforce to provide care and support to meet palliative and end-of-life care needs. This is helpful to individuals, organisations and education providers. The new health and social care standards, implemented in April 2018, complements the person-centred, outcomes-focused, human rights-based approach to palliative and end-of-life care within the framework. There are explicit statements within the framework which are pertinent to managers, organisations and education providers and how they can use and embed the framework into their practice area. In your role, you may help managers and organisations recognise and understand the profile of palliative and end-of-life care within their recruitment and induction processes, support and supervision sessions, and their organisational development plans. You may also help them recognise the framework is not prescriptive. It is flexible and designed to provide support and guidance. It will not cover all knowledge and skills required by each worker, depending on their job function. It is important for managers and organisations to recognise, build on and value previous learning, experience and existing knowledge and skills within the workforce. Examples of how the framework can be used and applied will vary. A line manager or supervisor could use the framework with individuals and teams. They could use it to raise awareness of palliative and end-of-life care. Support staff discuss the knowledge and skills required and their role responsibilities to deliver palliative and end-of-life care. Use the framework to help staff identify gaps within their own learning and contribute to the wider organisational workforce planning. Organisations could use the framework and resources within their own organisational development plans, map their existing learning and development provision with the framework, and use the framework to identify gaps and prioritise learning needs across teams and sectors. Education and training providers could use the framework to map and benchmark existing learning and development sessions or training with the framework's domains and levels. They could shape the design and delivery of future learning units. The following two slides are examples of how organisations and individuals may use the knowledge and skills within the framework to evidence how their services are delivering quality, person-centred care with people who have palliative and end-of-life care needs. The Scottish Social Services Council and NHS Education Scotland have developed some helpful resources which will provide you with supportive information in the implementation and embedding of the framework into your practice and across organisations. In summary, it is recognised people meet considerable challenges in their day-to-day work. Therefore, workforce development needs to be human and help them get through the working day. The framework offers a benchmark to individuals, organisations and education providers of the key knowledge and skill requirements for workers within health and social care, for meeting the palliative and end-of-life care needs of people, families and their carers. This in turn will have an impact on the quality of care provided and how the workforce can sustain, providing the levels of care and support required, and at the same time build and maintain their own resilience. Therefore, it is hoped you will have a better understanding and a deeper insight into the framework and the potential it has to support people who are working in palliative and end-of-life care settings to achieve people's personal outcomes and an enhanced quality care experience. In relation to your role, we hope you have more clarity around the links and connections between the current drivers for integration for health and social care and palliative and end-of-life care framework. For further information, please contact the Scottish Social Services Council, SDS and Integration at SSE.uk.com or NHS Education for Scotland, palcare@ness.scot.nhs.uk. Thank you.